Have you ever wondered why certain products captivate you while others leave you cold? Why you're willing to pay $37 for a Chanel lipstick when a $6 Revlon contains virtually identical ingredients? The answer lies in what Pauline Brown calls the other AI, not artificial intelligence, but aesthetic intelligence. As the former chairman of luxury conglomerate LVMH North America, Brown discovered that her career success stemmed as much from her aesthetic understanding as from her Wharton MBA. When she proposed teaching the business of aesthetics at Harvard Business School in 2015, a first for the prestigious institution, students flocked to learn how sensory experiences drive consumer decisions. In our age of automation and digital saturation, Brown argues that aesthetic intelligence isn't just a competitive advantage, it's essential for business survival. Her insights have influenced titans like Bernard Arnault and countless luxury brands, making this book required reading for entrepreneurs and executives seeking to understand why, in a world where people don't need more stuff, they desperately crave beauty, discovery, and meaningful experiences. We all possess aesthetic intelligence, the ability to understand, interpret, and articulate feelings evoked by sensory experiences. This innate capability shapes our daily choices, from the clothes we wear to the spaces we inhabit. Yet most of us have become increasingly numb to our senses, particularly in professional settings where analytical thinking dominates. This sensory disconnection creates a significant gap between what businesses offer and what humans truly desire, leading to products and services that may be functionally sound but emotionally hollow. The good news? Aesthetic intelligence can be developed and strengthened like any other skill. It's not about having good taste in the conventional sense, but about understanding how sensory experiences create emotional responses and meaningful connections. This understanding becomes particularly powerful in business contexts. Designer Etta Goodmunsdottir demonstrated this brilliantly when working with Del Frisco's restaurant chain. Rather than imposing rigid, uniform designs across locations, she created comprehensive style guidelines that helped staff understand the deeper meaning behind the brand's aesthetic choices, from lighting to table settings to uniform designs. The unexpected result? Employees began taking greater pride in their appearance and showed increased enthusiasm for their work, creating a positive halo effect that resonated strongly with customers. Del Frisco's team learned to analyze every element of the dining experience through an aesthetic lens, identifying emotional connections between diners and the restaurant environment. They examined everything from the weight of the wine glasses to the texture of the booth upholstery, the sound absorption in private dining rooms, to the temperature variation throughout the space. By enhancing valued elements while fixing detractors, they created a richer, more seamless experience across locations. The restaurant successfully balanced traditional steakhouse cues, weighty utensils, crisp white china, warm lighting, with contemporary elements, high ceilings, reinterpreted wrought iron details, unexpected color accents, to attract sophisticated clientele while maintaining their heritage. This approach proves successful because aesthetically rich businesses are built on clear purpose that challenges, compels, and charms customers, treating them not as mere consumers, but as humans seeking to feel alive and engaged. Research consistently shows that while 85% of purchase decisions are driven by how products make consumers feel, marketers ironically focus almost exclusively on features and functions. Companies Like Apple, Aesop, and Le Labo have built devoted followings by prioritizing aesthetic experiences that engage all senses and create emotional resonance. Developing aesthetic intelligence requires deliberate attunement, becoming more aware of how different sensory experiences affect you physically and emotionally. This means actively noting your responses to textures, sounds, scents, visual compositions, and taste combinations in both personal and professional contexts. Such awareness forms the foundation for making better business decisions that resonate with customers on a deeper level, creating lasting connections that transcend traditional marketing approaches. leaders who cultivate aesthetic intelligence often find they can better anticipate customer needs, design more compelling experiences, and build stronger brand loyalty through meaningful sensory engagement. Our aesthetic sense develops through biological and neurological activities that interpret sensory experiences and access associated memories. While sight dominates in our post-industrial era, with colors triggering cultural associations, red for stop, blood, sex, yellow for cheeriness, our other senses play crucial roles in decision-making. Taste partners with smell to detect flavors through receptors on our tongue and palate. Sweet tastes suggest fun, savory evokes comfort, and umami conveys strength. Smell operates through chemical receptors in our nose and uniquely connects directly to brain areas processing emotion and memory, explaining why scents like freshly mowed grass, citrus, or pine trigger powerful associations. Touch involves a widespread network of receptors that help us perceive pleasant sensations, temperatures, and pain, while sound creates vibrations interpreted by the brain as loud or soft, soothing, or abrasive. Aesthetic delight occurs when at least three of our five senses are awakened by a product or experience. The halo effect creates a continuum spanning pre-experience excitement, the actual experience, and lingering memories. Despite potential drawbacks like Disney World's swampy heat and long lines, we remember only the magical moments, children's smiles, hugging Mickey, and colorful entertainment. Disney succeeds by creating immersive experiences that engage all senses and emotions. Interestingly, aesthetic delight isn't limited to conventional beauty. We're often attracted to what repels us. The French term jolie laid, pretty ugly, explains our fascination with heavy metal music, horror films, and terrifying roller coasters. In fashion, designers like Philippe Plein have built empires on tackiness, with skull-emblazoned clothing, rhinestones, and dramatic silhouettes that attract passionate fans and detractors alike. Similarly, Alessandro Michela revolutionized Gucci with his geek chic approach of unusual patterns and colors that challenge conventional beauty standards. Best-in-class companies deliver impactful yet undetected sensory experiences through invisible design. Though all lipsticks contain similar ingredients, women willingly pay 6 times more for Chanel than Revlon because of aesthetic experience. The pleasure comes from subtle details, the weight of Chanel's cylinder, its metallic rim shine, the engraved logo, and the luxurious purchasing environment, contrasting sharply with drugstore fluorescent lighting and plastic packaging. Sound affects us in 4 fundamental ways: physiologically, triggering fight or flight responses; psychologically, influencing emotional state; cognitively, impacting productivity; and behaviorally, shaping actions. Approximately 30% of customers will leave a store with unpleasant sounds. Businesses strategically employ sound. Supermarkets use slow elevator music to encourage lingering, fast food restaurants play up-tempo music to increase turnover, and fine dining establishments select music that enhances their cultural identity and atmosphere. Brand codes, the sensorial markers that encapsulate a brand's aesthetic point of view, forge powerful emotional connections between consumers and products. Unlike logos or brand DNA, codes stand apart from sellable products, yet compel consumers to buy them by evoking ideas, memories, and emotions. Nokia's Grande Valse ringtone, played 20,000 times per second worldwide, exemplifies a powerful brand code that reflected the company's connecting people philosophy. Great brands are built on just a handful of such codes, sensorial identifiers that can be seen, heard, felt, or experienced spatially. These range from memorable slogans, Folgers' The Best Part of Waking Up, distinctive sounds, MGM's Lion Roar, signature colors, Veuve Clicquot's Egg Yolk Yellow, mascots, Ronald McDonald, unique textures, Chanel Tweed, product silhouettes, VW Beetle, and architectural elements, Apple Store's Open Design. Strong brand codes emerge organically from a founder's principles and preferences, rather than being deliberately created. They gradually become a brand's most recognizable elements, signifying what's memorable about its story and creating a mythic bubble for consumer dreams. Over time, the code becomes shorthand for an emotionally compelling narrative, like Hermes's horse-drawn carriage logo, which still represents its 19th century origins in European craftsmanship. Powerful brand codes aren't merely general attributes, but highly specific elements. UPS owns Pullman Brown, not just brown. Post-it notes are distinctively canary yellow. Tiffany's blue is precisely Pantone 1837, and Starbucks features not just any mermaid, but a green two-tailed siren inspired by Norse woodcuts. This specificity creates instant recognition and deep association. The Starbucks siren connects to Seattle's maritime location, coffee's exotic origins arriving by sea, and the mythological power to lure customers just as sirens attracted sailors. Strong codes become so inextricably linked to their brands that they retain their association even when seen out of context or appropriated by others. Disney's mouse ears signify fun, whimsy, and childhood dreams so powerfully that the company sued DJ Deadmau5 for his mouse-eared helmet. Similarly, New York's MTA protects its "If you see something, say something" slogan, and Harvard University vigorously defends its name and crimson color. Strong brand codes uncover brand codes by conducting a brand audit, by exploring archives to understand how products evolved and why. Examine the founder's influences, defining brand moments, and which expressions resonated over time. Collect product designs chronologically, logos, mottos, ads, and store plans. Next, identify patterns connecting various elements and evaluate them against the four criteria for strong codes: time-tested, precise, ownable, and relevant. Strong codes become so inextricably linked to their brands that they retain their association even when seen out of context or appropriated by others. Disney's mouse ears signify fun, whimsy, and childhood dreams so powerfully that the company sued DJ Deadmau5 for his mouse-eared helmet. Similarly, New York's MTA protects its "If you see something, say something" slogan, and Harvard University vigorously defends its name and crimson color. To uncover brand codes, conduct a brand audit by exploring archives to understand how products evolved and why. Examine the founder's influences, defining brand moments, and which expressions resonated over time. Collect product designs chronologically, logos, mottos, ads, and store plans. Next, identify patterns connecting various elements and evaluate them against the four criteria for strong codes: time-tested, precise, ownable, and relevant. Of the Fortune 500 companies from 1955, only 60 remained by 2018. Most companies fail by playing games they cannot win. Target cannot beat Walmart at Walmart's game, though unlike Yahoo versus Google, Target has remained strong by creating its own distinctive approach. Solutions to classic business challenges aren't found in business school frameworks, but in empathetic customer understanding. Harvard's Clayton Christensen argues consumers hire products to do specific jobs. If successful, they rehire, repurchase. If not, they fire them. Companies fail when they make decisions based on false correlations between buyer attributes and purchasing behaviors. Selling commodity products presents a unique challenge, where price advantage inevitably diminishes over time. However, some companies transform this challenge by creating exciting human experiences around basic goods, the Starbucks solution. Starbucks distinguished itself from traditional coffee shops by designing interiors for comfort rather than efficiency and elevating servers to baristas, evoking European craftsmanship. In the 1990s and early 2000s, Starbucks pioneered the concept of the third place, neither work nor home, but a community setting for socializing. When competing against industry leaders with deeper resources, second-place companies must incorporate aesthetic value that differentiates their brand and attracts new customers. Southwest Airlines successfully competes against giants like American Airlines through its unique design theme. Without a heart, it's just a machine, friendly colors, and personal tone. Target effectively carved out a market position against Walmart, not by competing on price, but through its cheap chic strategy, designer partnerships, and clever advertising. Heritage brands face the challenge of remaining relevant while honoring their past. Sears became irrelevant to consumers with a 2016 survey showing women preferred shopping at Goodwill over Sears. While Sears catalogs once offered endless variety like Amazon does today, Sears substituted financial engineering for aesthetic intelligence and failed. In contrast, Smeg exemplifies success through leveraging history. Founded in 1948 by the Bertazzoni family, Smeg anticipated the desire for stylish home appliances. Their retro-style refrigerators in ice cream colors became iconic worldwide. Breaking through in crowded markets requires creating distinctive aesthetic experiences that transcend product functionality. Warby Parker disrupted the eyewear industry by identifying that Luxottica's monopoly created inflated prices with 300% markups. Rather than competing solely on price, Warby Parker positioned itself as a fashion brand first, creating a unique try-at-home experience that lets customers test 5 frames with free shipping both ways. Industrial goods companies face unique aesthetic challenges since their products are primarily valued for utility and durability. Yet several brands have transcended pure functionality to become objects of desire. Yeti transformed the humble cooler into a coveted status symbol through exceptional performance and authentic brand storytelling. Their coolers are priced 10 times higher than competitors, yet customers become such enthusiastic brand evangelists, they do the marketing themselves. Curation relates to cure or restore, eliminating what doesn't work while assembling what remains in a pleasing manner. In business aesthetics, curating restores harmony and beauty to products, services, campaigns, or store designs. The Moncler story demonstrates successful curation in action. Founded in 1952 as a maker of quilted sleeping bags and parkas, by the mid-1990s, the brand was financially struggling. When Remo Ruffini acquired the company in 2003, it had only $60 million in sales and was losing money. Through aesthetic curation, Ruffini transformed the boxy goose down jacket into La Doudoune Chic by keeping high-quality workmanship while modernizing styles, incorporating high fashion elements, and expanding the product line. By 2013, Moncler went public and today generates nearly $2 billion annually as the first outerwear brand to exert fashion authority. Too many choices harm both consumers and businesses. Research by Barry Schwartz and Sheena Iyengar shows that excessive options reduce engagement, decision quality, and satisfaction. In retirement plans offering 50 funds versus just 2, participation dropped from 75% to 60%. Similarly, when P&G reduced Head & Shoulders offerings from 26 to 15, sales rose 10%. Golden Cat Corporation eliminated 10 underperforming cat litters and saw profits increase by 97%. Department stores have seen their retail market share plummet from 5.54% in 1998 to just 1.58% in 2017, making aesthetic reinvention essential for survival. Today's consumers no longer view department stores as treasure hunts for discovery. They want efficiency and immediate gratification. To thrive, physical retailers must offer compelling in-store experiences with fewer but better choices, convey distinctive brand perspectives, provide exceptional service, and introduce novelty regularly. Successful retail curation creates seductive environments offering entertainment and enlightenment. Standout examples include 10 Corso Como, Dover Street Market, and ABC Carpet & Home, each offering carefully selected merchandise presented as narrative experiences rather than mere inventory. Founded by former Vogue Italia editor Carla Sozzani, 10 Corso Como functions as a virtual narrative with art galleries and bookstores at its core, offering international and artisanal products unavailable elsewhere. Dover Street Market breaks conventional display rules with sculptural presentations like hats perched on stacked chairs, creating exploratory pathways through merchandise. The process of curating personal spaces develops skills that transfer directly to business decisions. When we understand what feels good in our own lives, we can apply that discernment to creating trust with customers. Good curation requires keeping the user in mind, considering how spaces will be occupied, and selecting elements that create harmony. Even the most aesthetically excellent product can't simply sit passively waiting to be discovered. Articulation, the ability to clearly convey aesthetic strategies through words, storytelling, and other communications, is crucial for driving customer engagement. The conceptual brief, though often delegated to art departments, should actually be led by executives, ideally the CEO. The best leaders are as invested in creative direction as they are in financial operations. Specificity is the priority in aesthetic articulation. It's essential for conveying purpose, imbuing products with meaning, and eliciting positive emotions. Clear articulation enables your team to understand, replicate, reinforce, and execute your vision effectively. Vague words like nice or soft should be replaced with precise ones like lilting or gelatinous that conjure the experience of using your product. Narration encompasses storytelling, history, company lore, founding principles, and reasons for being. Today's consumers want to know with whom they're doing business. For established brands like Tiffany and Chanel, history builds credibility and trust while demonstrating relevance through initiatives like sustainability practices. For newer companies in mature sectors, compelling narration can reframe consumer desires and create demand by emphasizing key differences and unique benefits. Visual elements matter tremendously when a thumbnail is often a customer's first encounter with your product. Imagery and packaging must seamlessly align with your product's essence. Do your visuals reflect your business's personality and mission? Do they show originality, feel authentic, and set proper expectations? Visual information must resonate with your target audience. If fun is a key brand emotion, do your images, colors, and packaging convey this? Package design creates an immediate visual impact and multi-sensory experience. Color is crucial. 90% of snap judgments about products are based on color alone, with specific colors evoking particular emotions. Black for drama, Chanel, Gucci, blue for trustworthiness, American Express, Ford, and green for naturalists, Starbucks, Whole Foods. Effective packaging must consider the customer as a person, creating either a ritualized unboxing experience for luxury items or frustration-free access for utilitarian products. Beauty products must continually innovate in both formulation and packaging to stand out in a competitive market where ingredients are rarely proprietary. Philosophy skincare brand disrupted the industry in 1996 when founder Christina Carlino created products for women who felt voted out of the beauty category. With an almost anti-beauty message, Philosophy used simple, clinical-looking black, white, or translucent containers featuring spiritual product names, hope in a jar, purity, and encouraging words. We increasingly inhabit two parallel worlds, one dominated by automation, algorithms, and attention scarcity, and another seeking human-centered interactions, emotional connection, and personalized experiences. While some services like auto mechanics and tax accounting may soon be replaced by digital alternatives, others requiring human touch, hairdressers, massage therapists, interior decorators, will remain irreplaceable. Consumers are increasingly environmentally conscious, using their purchasing power to drive positive change. Studies show overwhelming majorities have better images of eco-friendly companies, demonstrate greater loyalty to them, prefer products with environmental benefits, and trust these companies more. Millennials particularly spread word about environmentally responsible companies and those failing environmental standards. The continued expansion of computing, smart devices, and automation is creating a new digital divide between those embracing technology and those rejecting it. While automation will replace many jobs in farming, fast food, driving, and clerical work, new opportunities will emerge in fields requiring creativity, originality, and human touch, making aesthetic intelligence increasingly valuable. This technological saturation is driving a counterbalancing desire for rich, tactile experiences that provide sensory pleasure beyond flat screens. We'll see demand for textiles with pronounced textures, foods with intense or nostalgic flavors, and fitness practices emphasizing physical connection. Simultaneously, technology will continue integrating into wearables and functional foods like Recess, whose hemp-infused water promises stress reduction and improved focus. In response to globalization and threats to local cultures, we're witnessing growing tribalism as people seek communities that validate their beliefs and values. This tribal movement will drive both hyperlocalism and micro-dominant brands, catering to specific communities defined by personal values rather than ethnicity. These brands will serve previously overlooked groups with authentic, transformative products. As identity groups form around shared ideologies and interests, traditional boundaries between genders, sexualities, races, and ages are dissolving. Gender-fluid brands are emerging to serve these evolving identities. Primary offers bright, solid-colored children's clothing marketed to all children, regardless of gender. The Fluid Project in Soho created perhaps the world's first gender-free retail space, offering unisex basics alongside fashion-forward pieces on customized gender-free mannequins. The future belongs to brands that forge authentic human connections and provide meaningful experiences. Modern consumers seek depth and purpose beyond material possessions. Successful brands will transcend commercial motives to unite and empower people, respecting them for their humanity rather than their consumption. Aesthetic intelligence isn't an innate gift, but a skill that can be cultivated through deliberate practice and heightened attention. The process begins with attunement, becoming more aware of how different sensory experiences affect you physically and emotionally. Notice how certain colors, textures, sounds, or scents trigger specific responses in your body and mind. Does a particular shade of blue calm your nervous system? Does rough texture make you feel grounded? Does classical music sharpen your focus? This sensory awareness extends beyond personal preferences to understanding how these elements influence others' experiences and behaviors in spaces and interactions. Next comes interpretation. Understanding these responses and organizing them into meaningful patterns that reveal your preferences and values. This stage involves critical reflection about why certain aesthetics appeal to you while others don't. Your beauty marks, possessions you deeply love, and eyesores, things you use but dislike, serve as valuable data points in understanding your aesthetic sensibilities. For example, you might realize that you're drawn to natural materials because they remind you of childhood experiences, or that minimalist designs appeal to you because they help you think more clearly. This self-awareness becomes a foundation for making intentional aesthetic choices. The third step, articulation, involves developing precise language to express your aesthetic vision clearly to others. This requires building a rich vocabulary that goes beyond simple descriptors like nice or beautiful. You might describe something as ethereal with organic undertones or industrial yet inviting. Creating mood boards that combine images, textures, and words helps translate abstract feelings into tangible references. Learning to communicate aesthetic choices effectively is crucial for leading creative teams or convincing stakeholders of design decisions. Curation brings everything together, thoughtfully selecting and arranging elements to create harmonious, meaningful experiences. This might mean editing your personal space to highlight what truly matters, carefully choosing which products deserve a place in your company's portfolio, or designing retail environments that tell a coherent story. Effective curation requires understanding context, maintaining consistency, and knowing when to edit ruthlessly. It's about creating spaces and experiences that don't just look good, but feel right and function well. By developing these four aspects of aesthetic intelligence, attunement, interpretation, articulation, and curation, you can create more meaningful connections with customers and differentiate your brand in crowded markets. This capability becomes increasingly valuable as consumers seek authentic, emotionally resonant experiences. Companies that master aesthetic intelligence can build deeper brand loyalty, command premium prices, and create lasting competitive advantages through beauty and delight. The most successful brands don't just sell products or services, they craft complete sensory experiences that engage customers on multiple levels.